Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show, where business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover playmaking ideas for success. Your host is internationally recognized speaker, facilitator, and author, Steve Klein, who sits down with fascinating playmakers who have made themselves and their company successful. Steve will introduce you to CEOs and executives who discuss their playmaking path toward success. And now, it's time to meet this show's playmaker. Here's your host, Steve Klein.
Harold McLendon said, "Do not follow where the path may lead. Go instead where there is no path and leave a trail." Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. In the studio today is a guest who is making her own path. Today's playmaker was the founding VP of Marketing Communication for the George W. Bush Presidential Center. With us today is a CEO who was recognized by SMU's Women's Symposium as one of the honorees of its Profiles in Leadership Award. This great playmaker is Ashley Elsie, President and CEO of Minerva. Now, as a founder of Texas-based Minerva Consulting, Ashley leads the company and its client strategies, developing marketing and communication solutions for organizations ranging in size from startup to the Fortune 10, spanning multiple industries including telecom, commercial real estate, human resources, legal, and nonprofits. Established in 2003, Minerva is a high-touch boutique consulting firm with offices in Dallas and Los Angeles. Minerva is grounded in the belief that fundamentally we all want to be inspired, and they focus their work on integrated communications that create breakthrough messaging, humanize content, cultivate partnership, and foster discipline and engagement. As the founding vice president of marketing communications for the George W. Bush Presidential Center, Ashley was responsible for building the marketing communications function from the ground up, launching the Bush Center brand. Well, there's a lot to talk about. Ashley, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, glad you're here. Well, you received your BA from Rice in Business and Poli Sci. You were also playing basketball at Rice. Was politics and marketing your goal prior to college?
Prior to college, I had planned to go on to law school, but had an opportunity to work with the women's basketball team and put together their first marketing plan. And it was pretty successful, and I was pretty hooked after that.
So you left the desire for law after that and stayed in marketing.
Correct. I had worked with a computer startup company all through college, learning how you would build websites back in the 90s when that was new and exciting. And we had to put together marketing plans to help support the business itself, but also the clients. So I really just got my teeth into all of the different marketing aspects of it, how you communicate, why you're communicating. And it was just something that was really thrilling to me.
So if law was your first interest and you got into marketing and communication, it sounds like what your desire is to help others, and now you're doing it through what you do with businesses. Is that correct?
Definitely. I read a book by Bob Goff called Love Does about 6 years ago when Minerva was really starting to grow quickly, and helped focus us in on what we really wanted to do, the work we wanted to do. And we wanted to do work with companies that matter, companies that have soul and are looking to share that soul with others. So we really focused our efforts on trying to work with those kinds of companies to help those companies connect to that and then be able to share it. Because as you said, we believe fundamentally people want to be inspired. And your story is the way in which people can connect with you. And every company and every person has a story. And how you share that story is what is going to differentiate you in the marketplace, both as an individual, but also more importantly, as a company and the work and the why behind driving your work.
You just touched on it, but more specifically, what does Minerva do?
Minerva is a communications consulting firm. So we work with organizations ranging from startup to large-scale companies and foundations, basically helping organizations connect to the why of what they're doing, and then making sure that that aligns with the business goals and objectives that they have articulated to us. Then we create the communications plan around how to tell that story, and then we help execute it. So we have brought all of the types of communication services you might want in-house, because we really believe that the continuity of message, the discipline of message that is pulled all the way through the different ways in which people might experience your brand or your company need to be consistent, and they need to be concise, and they must be easily relatable. And that is typically done through the power of stories. So that is, so whether it's social media, public relations, graphic design, websites, event experiences, we are doing all of that at Minerva on behalf of our clients to really create almost like soup to nuts. It's a high touch wraparound, if you can think about it that way, boutique agency.
Well, let's go back to college for just a moment. You received a scholarship at Rice for basketball. You played basketball for a number of years prior to going to Rice. That's a team sport. You're obviously a team player. So did your experience in basketball as a team player, did those experiences bleed over to what you're doing now with Minerva?
Well, I think as a female in sports and just sports in general, they teach you all kinds of intangibles about working together, about pushing yourself beyond the limits you think that you can, persevering, winning and losing, and also knowing what are your best plays. Basketball, you know, not everybody ought to shoot threes. Some people need to really work on their layups. So what is the best play for you as an individual and what you're good at and your capabilities, and how do you make sure that everyone is working together cohesively? So yes, I would say for sure. But probably more than anything, it's just how you learn to push yourself and to stay focused on the goals at hand.
Great coaches in all sports for high school and college are developing their players not so much to get to the big leagues later on, but to help them as a person. Did you see that from playing basketball too, helping you develop as a person prior to going into business?
One of my high school basketball coaches, her name was Julie Stapp, and she was very young, and we were one of her first teams to ever coach. But she really showed me that you could be well-rounded in all the different ways you were coming at sports and life.
You played basketball, which is a strategy sport. It sounds like Minerva is a strategy company. You're working with your clients. You're probably asking them a lot of questions to find out where they want to be, where they want to go. So you've now moved from basketball strategy to Minerva strategy. Would that be correct?
We have hired a lot of strategic thinkers at Minerva. We really do start with the strategy in mind. Because I own the company and I'm an entrepreneur in my own right, we come at this from a business perspective of that whatever the communications plan is, it needs to strongly connect to the business goals and objectives, whether it's a nonprofit organization, a mission, or a corporation. So strategy is critical, and we believe the best overarching business strategy is going to be fully integrated with the communication strategy. So communications can sometimes be seen as the afterthought, like we're going to put together the plan and then we're going to talk about how to communicate it. And the best way to do it is really when those two things are working cohesively hand in hand, and the best communications done now will be fully integrated into the operation of an entity, whatever that entity is.
Well, you've been in business for slightly over 15 years. Do you have any specific secrets to your success in working with your clients?
I don't think that there's any specific secret sauce. We care a lot about our clients, and we care a lot about our employees. We consider ourselves a family at Minerva. We call it our Minerva soul, and we feel very connected to one another. And I think that that translates well to our clients. When we engage an organization, we have been blessed organically to connect with other like-minded organizations. And so because of that, we are all in. We are an all-in kind of company. People who work here are all-in kind of people.
Then my guess is when you develop a client, you almost become a part of their company. You're living and breathing their business.
We truly try to become an extension of their team. We want them to feel like we are part of the team because we really feel that here. So their wins are our wins. We celebrate, even if we're not necessarily working on it, we are excited because when they're winning, we know that we are in some way playing a small part of that. So yes, we become fully integrated into what they're doing.
Well, you started business at the cusp of really the internet after the dot-com boom kind of went down. Social media became very popular, and your type of business has grown dramatically with communication. It goes beyond just TV, radio, newspaper now. what kind of challenges have you had since you started the business?
You know, when the business began in 2003, there was just myself, and then ultimately became my sister joined for a while, and then, you know, we kind of ebbed and flowed with our staff, and we were really riding the digital wave, if you will, as people tried to grapple with new platforms. But what I would say is that the fundamentals of communications remain the same, regardless of the platform in which you find yourself. So some of the challenges have been, as we have had accelerated growth, and how to make sure that we are connecting with the clients that we believe we're going to best serve, that we are engaging people, employing the people who are going to be all in. And we have been blessed to continue to organically connect to those people and find those people. So challenge-wise, anytime you're running your own business and you have accelerated growth, it's how to manage through that accelerated growth while continuing to maintain and protect the culture of the organization. That is, frankly, the thing I'm most proud of at Minerva.
Well, you've been a business, I said, over 15 years, and many businesses don't last that long, especially businesses like yours. A lot of them come and go over the period of time. Was there any specific turning point since you started your business that moved you from a smaller consulting firm to a larger consulting firm?
As I said, I read the book Love Does by Bob Goff and really pivoted the kind of work that we would go after, work that was making a difference in this world. So we work with organizations who are missionally driven, and we believe that that can be a nonprofit. We believe that can be a corporation. And we have multiple corporations who are grounded in doing good by their employees, doing good with the work, whatever their work may be. And then we also have nonprofit organizations who we work with, such as that are working on education or sex trafficking or homelessness. And so every day that we come to work, we have the opportunity to tell those stories and to get those stories out there and know that that will make an impact and potentially make the world a better place.
We're speaking with Ashley Elsie. Ashley is the CEO of Minerva. Their website is minervaco.com. You've been in business for a while. You said you got into this when you were in college. What's the best advice you received, either prior to starting your business or since you've been in business, to help get your business to where it is today?
Minerva had sort of two starts, if you will. In 2003, I left Verizon to go out on my own because I believed I could, and also because I had a new baby and I wanted to have more control over the way in which my work life looked. Then in our second start, which began about 8 years ago, I was now a single mother with two children looking to figure out how could we make it? How could we take Minerva to the next level? I had been at the Bush Center. I had incredible experiences there that would last a lifetime, met incredible people, and then from there pivoted to take Minerva to another place. So we decided there were about four of us at my dining room table, and we were trying to figure out how do we really turn this into a company that we can be proud of that gives opportunity to all kinds of people to participate. So met with different owners like Carrie Parsons, like Brian Schultz, who were so encouraging of the process. And most everyone was like, you can do it. Just go for it. And you learn along the way how to manage the different types of projects, the different types of businesses that can help you sustain and grow your business. But there were so many different people who engaged and gave advice. And I would say the best part of it is that everyone is rooting for your success. So as a single mother and trying to do this, it was a little non-traditional to go this route. But each person that I encountered, and even to some extent our clients, were so excited and encouraging about it. But the bottom line is every person you talked to said, you can do it. You just have to start.
Let's go back to something you mentioned, Bush Library. What was it like working with former President George W. Bush, the 43rd President of the United States?
He is everything you would hope he would be, as is Mrs. Bush. They are the most humble, gracious, intelligent leaders you could ever imagine. It was an honor of a lifetime.
How did you get that position? Was it something you looked for, or did somebody find you?
I was having dinner with the recruiter who had been tasked to find the person for that job.
And you worked on that how long?
2 years.
2 years, so you probably met and networked with a lot of people over that time. Did that help your business at that point?
Oh, certainly. I mean, I think, you know, as you are, every job that you have, regardless of what it is, obviously the Bush experience is unique, but all the different people that you encounter, there's so much to learn from. So every person that I met with, I was just a sponge trying to learn everything I could about how they were engaging in policy, how they thought there were policy people, government people, academics, because we were creating this institute that was going to impact these different areas of engagement. So every single person that you encountered had just a wealth of experience and knowledge that was fascinating. So the more you could learn, you know, it just made you better at what you did.
You mentioned Kerry Freeman Parsons. You mm-hmm. mentioned Brian Schulz. So is conscious capitalism a big part of your business? And do you spread that to your clientele too?
We are not official members of conscious capitalism, but we absolutely operate with that philosophy. Yes. And I think, you know, most of the companies and most of the organizations that we work with are organically, naturally practicing conscious capitalism. We have just tended to gravitate towards those kinds of organizations.
And since that's your philosophy, again, you're not formally a part of that, but it's a culture.
Oh, for sure.
That makes it easier to work with the company when they believe that too. Now, you mentioned the book that helped turn around your business. Were there any specific mentors or biggest influences that have helped you along the way?
You know, I had the privilege of working with Karen Hughes, who was at Burson Marsteller when we were at Bush, and she has been an incredible example. Kerry Parsons is also an incredible example of someone who I believe balances her work, her family so gracefully. I have had all kinds of men and women who have supported us along the way, from my own parents who have been engaged in different ways at Minerva, from, you know, friends.
This really is a family business then.
Truly.
You said this is a family, so you brought your actual family into it.
At times, yes.
So what's next for you and your business? What's next for Minerva? Continuing where you are right now or growing more over the years?
When we sit down as a leadership team at Minerva, we really focus on the work that we do and the work that we want to do. So we have blue sky clients that we write down every year that we're going to go after. And every year we get usually one. And so, and it's more driven by the aspirations we have for what we want to be able to say Minerva is working on, because we just want to connect to that kind of work. And we also have revenue projections and things like that. So we really try to right size the revenue projections based on the work we're looking to go after.
We've talked around this next question I'm going to ask, but when you're looking for the ideal client to work with, if you could just look around, you mentioned blue sky clients. If you just pick the clients you want, who would be or what would be an ideal client for Minerva?
An ideal client for Minerva is an organization that is missionally driven. Their work goes beyond just the nuts and bolts of whatever it is that they're doing. And they have a team of people who are excited to work with our team and who believe in the power of a story.
Then should a business want to get in touch with you, if they're interested in what you're doing, what should they do?
They can email me, ashley@minervaco.com.
Right to you.
Sure.
And your website again is?
minervaco.com.
Going along with that, and we talked about some of the people that have helped you, we've talked about what you've done over the years, what is the best advice that you've received, either prior to starting your business or since you've been in business?
I really am a firm believer and lover of quotes. I typically gravitate towards people who share those. The quotes that drive us here the most are by Winston Churchill, never, never, never give up. And also, my dad always says, it's not how you start, it's how you finish.
So you live by those, and those are those quotes or quotations are simply small things that you build on to make your company great.
Yes.
So again, what is your website so someone can get a hold of you, and what's your email address again?
It's ashley@minervaco.com. Our website is minervaco.com.
Well, you have been a fascinating guest. One of the things you mentioned earlier was passion, and that obviously comes through when you're as you talk, and I can see how that probably comes through with your clients too. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
You were also a playmaker. This is Playmaker's Talk Show. A playmaker in sports is a person that makes things happen. A lot of that happens in basketball, but you are obviously making something happen in this field. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Our guest has been Ashley Elsie. Ashley is president and CEO of Minerva. And again, her website is minervaco.com. This has been a terrific show. Thank you all for listening to us. Stay with us again at playmakerstalkshow.com, where you get all of our past episodes. That's playmakerstalkshow.com, and we're going to be back with more Playmakers. See you then.
You've been listening to Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein. Join Steve again at playmakerstalkshow.com for more interviews with interesting and successful playmaking CEOs and executives.